all say to me. Yeah, the pleasure is to play. Don't make no difference what you say. But I don't show you greed. The only card I need is the ace of spades. The ace of spades arrived. For the high low, I'm dancing with the devil, going with the flow, it's all a game to me. Yeah, 7 or 11, the snake eyes are watching you. So double up or quit, double stakes or split. The ace of spades, the ace of spades and ride. Well, you know I'm born to lose, and gambling's for fools. That's the way I like it, baby, I ain't gonna live forever. Yeah, don't forget the bastard. Noticed how that when somebody gets abducted by aliens, they always come back and tell the same story. You notice that? For example, nobody ever gets abducted and comes back and says, well, the aliens counted to see how many fingers I had. No. Yeah. Nobody ever comes back and says, well, the aliens did a swab of my cheek for a DNA sample. No. That's right, because every single person that gets abducted comes back and says,
then the aliens inserted the probe into my behind.
Oh, why that? Well, let's just say you saw me walking down Patton Avenue there looking for some place so I could get an espresso macchiato. Yeah, that says a lot. If you saw me walking down the street looking for an espresso macchiato or even a cappuccino for last, would that seem like the most obvious place to examine my innards to you?
Nine.
I mean, look, it should be reasonable to assume that if the aliens can come all the way down here from another planet, they must have a lot of technology, man. More technology than we have. I mean, we can't go to their planet and shove stuff up their ass. Not that that wouldn't be fun.
We could.
But we can't do it yet. So they're obviously more advanced than we are. So you should think that they should be able to just, I don't know, scan us or something. But no!
No.
Every single person who gets abducted, every single time, they always come back and say,
and the aliens inserted the probe instrument into my rectal cavity.
Now look, I can think of only two possible reasons why that always happens. Well, first off, look, let's just get something straight here. In order to have a conversation, you got to agree on what certain things mean. That's what's happening in American politics now. People don't use the same definitions of anything. That's why I don't like terms like liberal and conservative. They don't mean anything anymore. Everybody's got this different definition. That means we're going to drink a little beer with you. Thank you very much, sir. You are my hero. But I'm having to hope it gets all, dude. Dude, you are my hero. Let's all take a second and drink a little. Hell yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
But no, man, the way I look at truth is that truth is nothing but verifiable, repeatable patterns. If you got patterns that repeat and you can verify them amongst people who don't know each other, you got a claim to truth. If you got a pattern you can only repeat and nobody else can verify, you got a religion. So, now that we got that straight, since every single person who gets abducted every single time comes back and talks about the probe being inserted into their butt, that's a truth claim and I'm gonna take it seriously. I can think of only two possible reasons why everybody who's abducted comes back and says the same thing. Either one, the aliens actually are such an advanced race that they know what this man right here I'm sure knows and what I reckon you probably know, which is that kind of sex is the best kind of birth control, ain't it, bro? Hell yeah.
Maybe for y'all.
Well, or possibly all the people who have been abducted by some weird kind of psychosexual butt rape fantasy they hadn't quite admitted to themselves. I don't know. It's one or the other.
That's a lot more like it.
I'll let y'all work it out. Or work it out, work it back in, whichever the case may be.
Work it back in if it works out, you know?
Right now we want to play you a song in honor of all those individuals who have been probed and are pleasured, whichever the case may be, because there's a fine, fine line between disgusted and attracted, isn't there, bro? Have any of y'all ever been abducted and probed, by the way? Anybody? So we'll sing this song for you, my brother. So they abducted him, but not you, is that right? They left you at home. And he came back and said, "You're never gonna believe what happened to me." Do you believe him? Oh, ye of little faith. Let me have a D chord there, bro.